Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good to have you here on 95.7 The Game. Damon Ratto and Kolsky joined by Ron Jaworski, former NFL quarterback, NFL analyst, the man, the myth, the legend. He's got the jaws. All guests appearing on Dial Pad Guest Line. Ron, thanks so much for joining us, man. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, gentlemen. It's great to be with you. I thought you would introduce me as the former quarterback at Youngstown State in Youngstown, Ohio, where the 49ers spent their week last week having some good luck and good fortune.
It's the fountain of youth. It's where all good things flow out of Youngstown, Ohio, football-wise for the 49ers. This pit stop worked out very well for them. It has in the past. I think they've already scheduled another one later on in this season. But it really is almost like a second mini camp, and they came out and cracked the Bengals in a way that I didn't think anyone really expected to see.
No question. The Bengals played a rock solid game the week before, should have beaten the Seattle Seahawks. And, I was actually in Youngstown last week. I went to the Youngstown State Duquesne game, so I spent a little time with some of the 49ers players and coaches. So it was good to see the guys. And, maybe some of that water in Youngstown is pretty good, so I'm glad they're making another trip back.
How did the Penguins do last week?
Well, of course they won. They moved into the top 25 ranking. You know, when I come there, I'm the good luck charm.
That's why you make the big money.
Well, I used to.
What have you seen, not just from the 49ers, but across the league so far, other than quarterbacks being ravaged and holding penalties being up 87%?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the first thing, as you guys know, I'm a game tape guy, and I love, on Monday when I get my computer download with all the all 22s of every game, and, I looked at the 49ers game on Monday afternoon, and I got to tell you guys, there's certain aspects of each team that kind of jumps out, some good, some bad, some indifferent, but the overall team speed offense of this 49ers just caught my attention. I mean, the big plays, beautiful design, but just the breakaway speed out of the backfield, the breakaway speed for the wide receivers. And, we all know what George Kittle can do, one of the best receiving tight ends. And before he's done, he might be in the history of the game. So the one thing that just jumps out is that team speed. And the 49ers, with design of Kyle Shanahan, what he can do from a mental approach to the game, he's got an incredible history of putting players in a position where they can have success. But if you got speed, you got space, and you got separation, and you get explosive plays, and that just jumped out at me.
I'm pretty well sold on Jimmy Garoppolo. I think the guy's pretty good. But I have to admit that when people demand his credentials, there aren't a lot to offer. Nevertheless, everyone in the NFL seems to love the guy, and I'm curious, as someone who is a game tape studier, as you said, what is it specifically about Garoppolo that makes people love him so much more than someone else of those accomplishments?
Well, it's different flavors of quarterbacks, and I think different people see different things. And, I've always hung my hat on breaking down the quarterbacks, and I obviously played in the NFL for 17 years and, been breaking down tape for ESPN for 28 years before I came over to the NFL Network last year. And I believe to be a great quarterback on a consistent basis, you have to have proper mechanics. To me, that's where it all starts. And Jimmy came into this league and he learned how to play the position the right way. He's got very good mechanics. And as I've gone through the first two games, I think he's played good football. Not great. So that's, to me, that's the positive sign. As he gets his feet under him, he gets his feeling about game speed. He missed a whole season. It doesn't happen overnight that you get that back. So I like the mechanic to start out with. And, I know the people around him, and I know people that knew him when he was in New England. He's a fiery competitor. And I think he learned from Tom Brady, you got to play that way. And he plays with that fire. And that's the part that I love about his game.
Ron Jaworski here on 95.7 The Game. Since we're talking about quarterbacks, I got to ask you about Derek Carr, who looked reborn a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Football. Not nearly as dangerous against Kansas City, but the Raiders did lead 10-0 before they let go of the rope in that game. What odds do you give Gruden rebuilding Carr, and they're both in lockstep as they head to Vegas next season? Or do you think it's a little bit more day by day for Gruden and any quarterback?
I absolutely feel they'll have great success. I was out in Oakland at training in Napa Valley earlier this year at training camp, spent some time with John, the coaching staff, with Derek Carr, you know, just kind of seeing that the chemistry was right, the synergy was right. And this is now Derek's second year with John. And I'll tell you guys, you know, I worked with John on Monday Night Football. And I've been around John when he was a coach here in Philadelphia, a coach in Tampa. John will work guys hard. He's smart, he's tough, and he will put players in a position to be successful. He'll be demanding as hell, and it appears to me now that Derek has accepted a demanding coach that sets high expectations. So, you know, as this Oakland team grows with all these draft choices they had last year and they're going to have this year and then on over to Las Vegas, I think they're 2 years away from being a Super Bowl contender. Not just a playoff contender, a Super Bowl contender.
Wow.
Following on the Raider theory, they've been good, then they've been not quite good. And typically, Raider teams at the first sign of adversity tend to collapse. It happened again last year. What is the biggest task that John Gruden has to undertake and win before this team, as a group, starts to believe that this can be fixed?
You know, I think it starts, you know, in a different area than John Gruden. Now, obviously, he's the head coach. I think it actually starts with Mike Mayock as a general manager. This was a team a year ago that was bereft of talent. There was not a whole lot of talent on that team, guys. There were games that literally they weren't even competitive. So, number one, you got to give Gruden an influx of talent. Give Paul Gunther, the defensive coordinator, some players that he can play with. Some corners that can cover. And, oh, by the way, they're giving up too many big plays right now. And Paul will solve that problem because he's creative and smart. So, you know, this team needs talent. And that's nothing new in the NFL. It starts with players. Players win football games. And if you get players, there's enough great coaches in this league, of which I believe Jon Gruden is one of them. You know, there will be a championship in the future. And I don't think it's that far down the road. I like the combination of Mayock and Gruden.
So if we're talking players, obviously the guy everyone is discussing today is Jalen Ramsey. A, just how good is this guy? Is he really head and shoulders above the rest of the corners in the league? And B, where do you think he'll end up?
Well, he certainly is a terrific football player. In my opinion, maybe I'm a little old school in this, but when a guy becomes selfish, as it appears he has, I don't want him on my team. Now, maybe there'll be coaches, and there are always coaches think, don't worry, I can change them. You know, I can get them to buy into my program. There's always one or two coaches that'll take anybody. You know, we see it with an Antonio Brown. We can spend an hour talking about that, but we won't. But, a guy like Jalen Ramsey is a terrific player. But you've got to wonder how he's going to fit in your locker room. What is the culture of the team going to be? You know, I know Doug Marrone very well, and Doug is, you know, I consider somewhat of a player's coach. He's very receptive to players' wants, their needs, their demands, and, you know, he's a fairly easy guy to get along with. So it obviously broke down in Jacksonville. And the demand for two number ones, that ain't happening, guys. I don't care where, you know, people may be talking, but the demand for two number ones, he won't be traded. He won't get that in Jacksonville.
Ron Jaworski here on 95.7 The Game. Did the Giants make the right decision to bench Eli Manning?
Yeah, I think it was about time. And God, I have unbelievable respect for Eli Manning, but this Giants team is not going anywhere this year, next year. You know, they're a few years down the road. In a few years, Eli Manning will be done. He's got a little bit of gas left in the tank, but I think it clearly was the right move. You've got to give Daniel Jones the opportunity to build with this team, to grow with the Giants team. You got a great running back in Saquon Barkley. The offensive line is getting better. Like, they couldn't get any worse than they were last year, but you know, in pass protection. But they're getting better, and I think at this time, Pat Shurmur made the right move.
Pittsburgh has always been sort of the same kind of team year in and year out, just because they don't change their philosophy a lot because they haven't changed their coach a lot. Now it seems like they've been confronted with a lot of change and a lot of turmoil in a very short period of time. How different are they from the traditional Pittsburgh teams, and are they going to revert to what they've always been, or are we looking at a different kind of franchise?
You know, I think you're probably right when you said the franchise may be a little different right now. And you know, the one thing we've always known through the years about the Pittsburgh Steelers under the Rooney family as owners, you know, there was a consistency and discipline. And I know Mike Tomlin is a disciplined guy, but, you know, if you look at what has happened with not only the Antonio Brown but Le'Veon Bell over the last couple of years, you got to wonder why there's been this breakdown in discipline, why these guys aren't happy. We know money comes into play, but there's always more to it than that, and it just seems out of character to see the Steelers have these kinds of issues that were reserved for other teams. They always seem to be at peace with each other and took their lead from the Rooney family and their head coach. And right now, you know, now with the Roethlisberger situation, they appear to be a team in a little bit of turmoil right now.
Speaking of turmoil, you got the Dolphins going 0-16. Write it down. Lock it up.
Hey, come on. Josh Rosen is going to save the team.
Stop it. I mean, has there ever been anyone asked to start their career in a more tenuous situation, giving up almost overnight in Arizona, and now you go to Miami, and good luck down there? I feel bad for Rosen.
That was a surprise to me. But, you know, obviously they felt Kyler Murray was going to be their guy in Arizona, and it's a difficult situation, you know, for Rosen to go into. Because this team, I mean, you know, and I know maybe you weren't joking about going 0-16, but boy, I think that if you look at a team that's likely to go 0-16, it would be this Dolphin team. But I think it was inevitable, guys. They have screwed this thing up for a decade right now, building a football team. And you go back to Bill Parcells in there and trying to get it turned around, and he couldn't get it done. And they're doing the right thing, in my opinion. You got to blow this thing up, get young players, and hope you got the right guy in Brian Flores to get it going.
Ron, thank you so much. Great chopping it up with you. We really enjoyed it. So much so, Ratto even actually enjoyed it. So thank you for that.
All right. Let's do it again down the road, fellas. Go Niners. They're playing great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.